You're listening to Happiness Abound, episode 47.
Welcome to Happiness Abound, a podcast dedicated and designed to help those seeking happiness in their lives. Here we'll talk about happiness as gained through habit formation, being inspired by the stories of others, and looking for opportunities of growth and learning. I'm Taylor Proctor. Thanks for tuning in. Hello, and welcome back to Happiness Abound, the podcast. As always, I'm delighted that you're joining me today, and I hope that today's episode has a chance to help you think, as it's something that I've been thinking about quite a bit lately. And a lot of that thinking about this topic is coming from several articles I'm seeing centered around self-care over the holidays and taking care of yourself when you're dealing with stressful, maybe family situations or traveling, etc. And one thing I wanted to talk about was I think that when we think about self-care, we often think of it as go getting a massage or taking a bath and soaking with Epsom salts or essential oils or whatever, getting a facial, things like that. Sometimes it's reading and laying in bed, but it seems like oftentimes when we look at self-care, we look at it as a way of relaxation. And as a way of just calming down and stepping away and recovering. And I think there definitely is a place for that. But I want to point out that I think self-care also can mean doing the things that you may not want to do that still attribute to your self-care. An obvious one is going to be like working out, which if you listen to the podcast, you know that's something I really struggle with. But I think another obvious one is eating healthy. I think it can be even something as setting a budget, right? Self-care isn't going, and then needing this huge break. Self-care is doing the things that you need to do along the way so that you can be more relaxed and better prepared to take care of yourself. Whether that's eating healthy, that's working out, that's setting a budget, that's cleaning the house, right? There's all these little things that we may not want to do, but they contribute greatly to our self-care and how we take care of our lives, really, right? How we live each day, how we treat our bodies, how we treat our mental and emotional states, all of those are self-care. And so I just wanted to bring that up today because, again, I've been seeing a lot of articles going out on, oh, what's, you know, five things that you can do this weekend during Thanksgiving to make sure you're taking care of yourself during stressful times. And a lot of them have been, oh, go schedule a massage or get yourself a facial or just soak in the tub or sit back and just take a nap or whatever it is. And I think those things are all super important. And we've all been there. We all need that. Sometimes we need to veg out in front of the TV. Sometimes we need to take a bath and soak. That's my go-to. But I think that sometimes we need to take a look at self-care as doing those little things we may not want to do that lead to our greater happiness along the way. Taking care of yourself that way is the ultimate self-care. And taking care of yourself that way definitely opens up room for you to go take a nap. And it's not because you're overwhelmed or overloaded. It's because you feel like you want one. And I think that's the key difference. And so I just wanted to bring that up today because I feel it's something that's important. I feel it's something that makes a key difference in our lives and also how we view ourselves. I think viewing self-care as go, 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 and then collapse and relax and treat yourself and then go, 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 isn't really that healthy, right? It's kind of like binge eating, right? You're binge self-caring. You're pushing all the way to the limit until you can't go any further. And then you're like, oh, I need to do some self-care. Instead of placing these things in your life as you go so that you can be better taken care of, so that you're not as stressed and go, go, go. And then these ups and these downs, these peaks and these valleys, this binge self-care, if you will. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with taking long baths or doing those things. Again, we've all been there. We've all done them. And I do think they're an important part of self-care. But I think that it's important to note that they are not the only part. And as is a consistent theme on this podcast, it's about consistency. So self-care is consistently setting a budget, consistently eating healthy, consistently getting some physical exercise or form of movement. It's all of those types of things that lead to a better self and a better life and a less stressed life that are considered a key and core component of self-care, at least in my book. So this weekend, as you're dealing with amazing food and family time and maybe traveling and all of those things, remember, it is important to have those kind of self-care, those little escapes, and I completely agree with that, and do what you need to do, but also don't neglect those other important self-care things that lead to a less stressed and much happier life. So with that, I'm going to leave you here, as always, and I hope that this episode has helped you think. I know it's something I've been thinking about for a while, and I've been really doing a big push for my own personal self-care in a much broader sense and less of a binge sense. So I would love to hear if you are experiencing anything like this, or if you already had this mindset and it's old news to you. I'd love to hear that too. So as always, Happiness Abound can be found on Facebook at Happiness Abound Blog and on Instagram at happiness_abound. I'd love a direct message from you. Also, if you like this episode or any other episodes from Happiness Abound, please, please, please rate and review and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, or your podcast listening platform of choice. It does a huge amount of good to do those things, to share your thoughts on this podcast, specifically maybe this episode. And it really helps other people find the podcast. And it also gives me a little bit of encouragement that as we're coming almost 50 episodes in, that you're actually listening and finding value in this episode and in this podcast. So please, please, please rate, review, and subscribe. Would love to hear from you. Would love for you to share your thoughts about the podcast with other people. And I would love to hear from you a direct message if you are participating in self-care and what that means to you. So with that, have a great day. And remember, you are capable of happiness abound.